Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015, and it's again a beautiful day in Clearwater, Florida. It's our sunny summer, and let's see, it's 80, I have a thermometer on my window. It's 84 degrees here. So we're having summer. Today we're going to be talking about kidneys, our wonderful, valuable kidneys that do so much for us to detox, and how we can end up with kidney failure. My guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's on every other Wednesday, so she will be on again 2 weeks from now and every 2 weeks after that. And you can also, I should say, go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and you can listen to her past shows, because what we're doing is that we're talking about different parts of the body, different illnesses that people have, different drugs that people take, and how those things can be taken care of with natural remedies. So if you're just tuning in and hearing her for the first time, you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and listen to all her past shows. So today we're talking about kidneys, and I especially wanted to talk about kidneys because the way kidneys work is that all the blood in your body passes through your kidneys. And so all the toxic chemicals that may be in your bodies and the heavy metals and all those things, in addition to all the body wastes that are floating around in your body, all passes through the kidneys. And those toxic chemicals can damage the kidneys, and when your kidneys stop functioning, then you're not, your kidneys aren't taking those toxic chemicals out of your body. And also when your kidneys stop functioning, you end up on dialysis. And, Pamela, I'm getting to, I just want to say this because I just got this email yesterday with an ad for something, and it said that the average annual cost of monthly dialysis treatments is $44,000.
Yes, I would believe that. In fact, in 2009, Medicare here in this country, and then of course today it's even more, that's the last statistic, just on kidney failure alone spent $33.8 billion.
That's just, I looked at that and I thought, I can't have kidney failure.
No.
That number really woke me up.
It's a tremendous cost, and it's a tremendous debility to the patient as well.
Yes, because you have to go in, let's see, this also said something about you have to go in for 4 hours, three times a week or something like that.
Yes.
It's just, so explain to us what if somebody's on dialysis, what's going on with their kidneys or what's not going on with their kidneys?
Okay, good. So just kind of a lead in to talk a little bit about what's going on with people in kidney failure. What typically will happen is you have some common things that put you at risk for kidney failure, okay? And some of those can be, the most prevalent is diabetes. Okay, diabetes can put you at risk because of the sugar going through the kidneys. Secondly, is high blood pressure that's not treated. So maybe someone has hypertension and they're not taking something for it. There's something called glomerulonephritis, which is the inflammation of the glomeruli, or with the cells in the kidney themselves. And sometimes people can have hereditary disease. That's the next thing. And then also there's something called interstitial nephritis and pyelonephritis, and that's kind of when people get urinary tract infections and the areas keep getting inflamed and infected. And sometimes people have inflammation of the blood vessels in the kidney. So those are kind of the ways that these can take place. But I can tell you from personal experience that seeing people's blood work that a lot of people are in pre-kidney failure and they're not aware of it. And actually, 9 out of 10 people who have stage 3 chronic kidney disease, okay, moderately decreased kidney function, do not know it at all. And this is what's really bad, because if they don't know it, they can't do anything about it. And dialysis really is the end means of everything, and definitely you'd want to avoid that.
So you were telling me what happens when people go to the doctor about, and what doesn't happen about kidneys. Tell the listeners about that.
Right. So what I see, and this is pretty typical, is that some ticket that says 9 out of 10 people have stage 3 kidney disease do not even know it. They're not told about it. So what happens is you go to your physical, you have your blood work, your routine blood work, and they do this, what's called the CMP, which has the kidney function as part of the panel. And if someone's serum creatinine is mildly elevated, let's say it's 1.2, something like that, okay, if it's mildly elevated, most of the time the doctor doesn't even mention it. And the reason why they don't mention it is because they don't have anything for it. right? Because when you go to the physician, we're really looking for medicine, right? And so there's no medicine for that. So what they'll typically will tell one of my patients is, we're going to send you to the nephrologist, who's the kidney doctor, and then when they go to the nephrologist tells them, I'll see you every 6 months, and then when you go on to dialysis, I'll see you every month. And I told one of my clients the other day, I'm like, those are the kind of odds you want? Because that's what they offer is dialysis. And unfortunately, in the pharmaceutical realm, there is really nothing that they have that's efficient for preventing kidney disease. So I would really urge the listeners that if they're already having some elevation in their serum creatinine, that they can call me. It's a free consultation, and I can tell them some things that they can do, because I have had very good luck with some of the homeopathic products reversing the pre-kidney failure.
Yeah, I think the numbers are staggering. What did you say to me? 31 million people in the United States are on dialysis?
Yeah, chronic kidney disease, 31 million. Kidney disease is the eighth leading cause of death in the United States. This is something I tell people to take seriously. And all kidding aside, you know, there's a lot of different things. Maybe someone has some gastritis. Maybe they have IBS. Maybe they have diabetes. Okay, these are kind of ongoing hypertension. You have these ongoing problems, and they can all add up to bigger problems, as we can see. But when somebody has pre-kidney disease, they're starting to, their serum creatinine is starting to be mildly elevated, the time to act is now. That's not one of these things that you want to just sit around and say, well, you know, let me think about it, because these things are very insidious and they can creep up on you and it can become extremely debilitating. There's also some racial ethnic risk. It looks like relative to whites, the risk for African Americans is 3.8 times higher. Native Americans, it's 2 times higher. And Asians, it's 1.3 times higher for the person to develop kidney disease. So it knowing that almost 40% of all kidney failure cases are related to diabetes, it's important to be using some homeopathic products that can prevent the sugar from increasing too much to start damaging the kidneys, and also to reverse the pre-kidney failure itself. These are things that you can really look at. The statistics are really overwhelming.
And I just want to say again, and I'm probably going to say this 20 times during this show, is toxic chemicals in your body that you're being exposed to every day, if you're not reducing your toxic chemical exposure, if you're not reducing your heavy metal exposure, then all these things are, the kidney is the filter. Pamela, tell us how the kidney functions so that everybody gets that this really is a filter. So if all this stuff is coming through your body, then you're just damaging your kidney. Every kidneys every time it's having to deal with these toxic chemicals. And you can stop the toxic chemicals by not being exposed to them in the first place. Tell us more about how the kidney functions.
Well, the kidney regulates water and electrolytes, really, okay? And it also regulates protein. So when someone is in pre-kidney failure, they might be spilling out a lot of protein into the urine, protein that normally is reabsorbed and stays into the blood. Also, sodium and potassium, the electrolytes, are affected by a person's, you know, kidney function as well. That's why that person might be, what I would like to say is that the electrolytes will get messed up. And so many times when a person's on dialysis, they'll have to put electrolytes into the dialysate to try and compensate for that. Okay? So it's not just the way that the kidney's filtering. And I want to tell people, too, that the best time that the kidneys are filtering your blood is when you're sleeping.
Yes.
And the reason why is because your center of gravity changes, and, of course, your center of gravity and all the fluids in your body pretty much are going through the kidneys at a higher rate during that time. And that's part of the reason why when you go to bed at night, you think you have to keep getting up and going to the bathroom. And the reason why is because your body's really trying to kind of clean up everything from the daytime during that process while you're sleeping. So there's very different types of kidney disease, and we can probably just break down each one. What I would say is that you need to look at your risk factors, and if you don't know your serum creatinine number, that's very, very important to call your doctor and find out when was the last time you had your blood work done and what was the number. Anything above 1, I start to be concerned. Most people are going to be lower than that. And then also, there's something that we calculate in pharmacy and in medicine called creatinine clearance. And that's kind of based on your age and your weight. And that calculation can be done. And that's also another indicator of how your kidneys are functioning. But I really want to impress upon your listeners that there's a product.
Wait, Pamela. We have to go to break. So then we can talk about this when we come back. It's okay.
Thank you.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. And my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who uses natural substances instead of drugs. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. Her website is botanicalresource.com, and you should just call her up if you have any questions, Pam, because she's totally happy to talk to you. Pamela, why don't you give your phone number?
Yes, my telephone number here at my pharmacy is 727-442-4955. That's 727-442-4955. And I would be most grateful and honored if I could help you or your family with any of the things we've talked about today or any other issues you might have about your medications or your health.
Pamela she's right here in Clearwater with me, and she's very well regarded in the Clearwater community and medical doctors. The medical doctor that I go to, I told him that I was taking something that she had given me, and he said, if Pamela tells you to take it, take it. And she's just very highly regarded.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so creatinine. So did I say that right?
Correct, yes, the creatinine. So that's the magic number. You need to know where your serum creatinine normally lies. A lot of times people look at the BUN, which is called blood urea nitrogen. That's another measurement. But the BUN sometimes doesn't always correlate as much with the kidney as the serum creatinine. And that is pharmacists. When we dose medication and we decide to adjust somebody based on their kidney function for their medications when they come into the hospital, a lot of its calculations are based on the serum creatinine. So knowing what that number is, and I would really urge your listeners, if their serum creatinine is mildly elevated, anything above 1.0, I'd be glad to have a brief discussion as far as what they can do to get it down and prevent your risk. What's interesting, another statistic here says dialysis patients have adjusted all-cause mortality rates 6.5 to 7.4 times higher than the general population. So not only the fact that the fact that you're spending, you know, hours a week sitting in a chair being dialyzed, you have a much higher chance of dying. And don't forget too, diabetes deal with it, not just the kidney failure, but just the complications of amputations and eye problems and so forth. All these things are all encompassing, and we really want to treat them. And I think it's important to mention that once you know what your serum creatinine number is, and especially I would urge anybody that's has some pre-diabetes or diabetes, since that's really a big integral part of leading into kidney failure, that you know what that number is. And like I had encouraged earlier, that perhaps if that number is mildly elevated, I really would like to help you get the number down. Because most people will think of the kidneys as taking cranberry, and I want to just kind of focus on some of those things. What cranberry does is, when you take it, and I'm not talking cranberry juice a lot of times, you want to take the concentrated cranberry in a capsule because the juice has a lot of sugar. But when you take cranberry, what it does is it prevents bacteria from adhering to the bladder wall. So somebody that has urinary tract infections with frequency, which of course also puts people at risk for kidney problems, you want to make sure if this is something that happens quite frequently that you take some preventative measures. And taking cranberry capsules would be one of them. The body anew, and we talked about this before, is the detox product. And your emphasis prior part of the discussion on the chemicals and what's going through your kidneys, I really would encourage to let people know that what happens with body anew is that it goes to the liver, and in the liver, it upregulates what's called glucuronidation and conjugation. And those terms are how a fat-soluble drug like a pesticide or a chemical is changed into a water-soluble substance via the liver, and as a result of that, it goes in, and it's able to be filtered out of the kidneys and into the urine. So that's how things leave the body, and by upregulating that process, you probably will have a much better outcome and less chance of having any damage.
Yes, it's important to do that, and we can always just avoid them in the first place. But in today's world, we really can't avoid every single chemical or every single thing that's harmful to us. We can do a lot, and everything that we can do to reduce it is I think everybody should do. I do as much as I can. But we can do all these things in our homes. We can choose what we're eating. We can filter our water. We can do all these things. But we're walking around in the world. And when you're walking around in the world and there's all these toxic chemicals, you're going to be exposed to something. And so the more we can do to reduce at home, the more we can do to detox our bodies, the better off our kidneys will be and every other part of our body.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, too, it's important to mention some other things that people probably won't think of as frequently causing some kidney issues, but dehydration is first and foremost a very important problem. So if we're like in a warm climate here, if you're doing a lot of exercise, you're doing a lot of yard work, and you're not drinking enough fluids, and you notice that your urine's really concentrated, that's bad, because when you have that situation, you're not putting enough fluid and water through the kidneys to try and filter that out. And also, I want to caution people on doing too much protein. So protein, a lot of people, like, they want to lose weight. Everything's got protein fortified in it now. And I like to eat a lot of protein. I feel better because of the exercise I do. But protein, you need to compensate that with lots of water. Okay, so if you're going to do a high-protein diet, you're going to do an Atkins diet, you're going to eat a lot of meat or whatever kind of protein you want. But if your protein in your diet is, you know, 75 to 150 grams a day, you're doing protein shakes and protein bars and all these kind of things, you need to be making sure that you're consuming enough water to clean that out, because the protein being too high can also lead to kidney failure. I've seen that before with people doing more of an Atkins type diet to try and lose weight, not drinking enough water at the same time, and all of a sudden their serum creatinine to go up. And also too, what you'll see if people are eating too much meat, that their calcium levels will go up in their bloodstream, and that's indicative of bone loss, because the calcium is a buffer and will go out into the bloodstream to try and buffer the elevated acidity. So you can actually end up with very bad frail bones and fractures too. So those are some things I just want people, these are lifestyle things that you'd really want to take a look at. And make sure that you're hydrated correctly, and that if you're going to eat a high protein diet, you're drinking enough water to make sure that you can clean all that through your kidneys.
Yes, that's very, very important, especially in the summertime. Right now it's summertime. I know people are going to listen to this in the archives at different times of year, but it's just so important to get enough water. Just so, so, so important, because the water is flushing all those toxic things out of your body.
That's exactly
through the
right.
Kidneys.
The water is the most important. And I would say too that when you're drinking the water, check and see what your baseline, you know, you can look at your electrolytes and so forth, but a lot of times people forget too that if they're drinking a lot of water and they're outside sweating, you want to make sure you have maybe some electrolytes in the water too.
Yes, I agree with that as well. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Pamela Seafeld, and she's a registered pharmacist who has a natural pharmacy and with many, many things to help with many different things going on with your body. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances in her natural pharmacy in Clearwater, Florida. Her website is botanicalresource.com. Okay, Pamela, so tell us what we can do to protect our kidneys.
Okay, good. So I want to talk a little bit, too, about hypertension, okay?
Sure.
So say someone doesn't want to be on medicines, okay, and their blood pressure is mildly elevated. So we have the systolic and the diastolic blood pressure, and that's the second leading cause of kidney failure, okay? So we'll talk a little bit about that for a second. So what really works well to get the top number down, if your top number is high, is something called C-Max. It's a 12-hour release, 1,500 milligram time-release C, and if you take it every 12 hours, typically you'll see that number come down about 20 points. It works on cortisol and in the adrenals, and just this particular formulation seems to work the best. I've tried several different Cs, but this one brings it down the fastest. So if somebody has a higher systolic blood pressure, their top number, that's what I would recommend. Crataegol Complex is a homeopathic product by Des Bio. It's a medical product, but it will lower the diastolic blood pressure, or the bottom number, probably 20 to 30 points, probably within 5 to 7 days. So if somebody...
That's fast.
Yes. And so this is really important. So if you know you have some borderline hypertension, you don't want to take the medicines, you were on the beta blockers maybe before, you don't want to take them, you're trying to get off your medicines, whatever situation you might have, you definitely would be wanting to treat the hypertension and try these things first, because these have no side effects and they're a natural alternative to blood pressure medicine. So treating the hypertension is really important, because a lot of, like I said, that's the second leading cause of the diabetes. Now, cystitis, okay, cystitis is when there's inflammation in the bladder, and people that get cystitis, sometimes they see blood in the urine, sometimes they don't, but they'll have, like, it'll be painful to void, and they'll know, the people that have cystitis know about this. Interstitial cystitis is actually pretty common, and what works great to treat cystitis, and of course, cystitis actually was number four as far as causes of kidney problems, is quercetin. Quercetin works great to close up those leaky membranes and the inflammation, because quercetin has antihistaminic properties, it has vascular stabilizing properties, and it can work really well in those interstitial spaces in the bladder to prevent some of these things. Also, there's a homeopathic product called Hamilus. Hamilus is homeopathic witch hazel, and it's an astringent inside the body, so it can work on blood vessel swelling anywhere in the body. It has high, if any of these homeopathics, so when you take them, you know, what happens is products concentrate in the urine when you take them orally. So that's just typically what happens for even medications. That's why when we treat urinary tract infections with somebody, say someone's very sick and they're in the hospital and have a urinary tract infection and they're getting IVs, we can use a much lower dose of medication than we can for, let's say, a lung infection. So it's important to realize that whatever you take is going to concentrate in the urine. And Hamilus has high affinity for that. And that's really important for people to realize, that sometimes you can use less homeopathic medicine if you're treating kidney, bladder, than if you're doing other areas of the body. Probably little facts that people probably didn't know. So, you know,
I didn't
good.
Know kind any of those little facts.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of pharmacology 101. You know, it's like what we do in the hospital, but most people aren't going to really realize that. And so what you'd want to do is you can concentrate them by drinking them. And that's the great part, because if you think about it, that's where all things kind of end up. Right, that's the end result. So that's very important for people to realize. Now, the first leading cause, and we had talked a little bit about diabetes, is diabetes, and using some things that can lower the blood sugar are really important. So all the time, a lot of times, I recommend people use the Body Anew just to get the chemicals out of their body, but you can add in the pericardium triple warmer to lower your blood sugar if that's the cause. And a lot of people, perhaps, that see their fasting blood sugar, you know, in the 90 to 110 range, that's pre-diabetes, and you might want to treat that, especially if you see that your serum creatinine is starting to become elevated. And I really have to impress upon them, what are the things, the take-home messages today? Find out what your serum creatinine is. Find out what your fasting blood sugar is. Those numbers mean a lot.
Yes. Yes, very much so. And let me just ask you a question about people getting blood tests. You know, I get a blood test every 3 months, but I think that most people don't. I don't even remember the first time I got a blood test, but it seems like I went through most of my childhood not having a blood test at all. And blood tests can tell you so much. Can you just talk about that for a little bit?
Yes. So the blood test, why it's important, and typically when we're looking at these things, you can order what's called a BMP, which is a basic metabolic profile, and that will have the kidney function, and it'll have the electrolytes and the fasting glucose. It just has a few things, okay? When you do your physical, or even if you're going every year or every other year, you want probably what's called the CMP, which is a complete metabolic profile, and that has your liver function. It has all these other things that are very important to look at as well. And when people have the blood sugar, most people's fasting blood sugar should be between 75 and 85. Now, that's not going to hit the majority of the population, but that's ideal. So anytime when you're starting to get into the 90s, into the 100s, you're maybe not ready for medicine, but you're getting there. And I would caution your listeners that if those numbers are already starting to creep up and then the serum creatinine number is starting to go up, you need to treat that. And what I'd like to emphasize, that the treatment for serum creatinine, mild elevation, or even if it's really high, okay, if it's over 2, is something called Detox 2. Now, Detox 2 was designed specifically for the kidney, And I've seen very, very good results with it. This product, now, there was another product I used to use called Renil that was out of Germany, and I'm not able to get that anymore. They're only making it in Europe. But the Detox 2 is having the same results I used to receive with my patients for the Renil, and this is a liquid, which is a lot easier to dose because the other one was tablets, so you had to dissolve in your mouth. But what I'd like to emphasize, and this is very important, if somebody has a serum creatinine mild elevation, I have seen personally three patients in the last year that their serum creatinines went down dramatically, and one was really a great success. And my point is that he came to me, and he'd been my client for a very long time, still is, and the doctor told him the dialysis thing about, you know, you've got pre-kidney failure, and, you know, I'll be seeing you more often. And the kidney doctor was telling him how he's going to have to go on dialysis someday. And he came to me and said, I don't want that. And I agreed 100%. I said, this is just not an option we want to explore. So he went on Detox 2 for 30 days, and his serum creatinine went from 1.9 to 1.3. Now, that's a huge difference. And I know people, you know, life's about, like, you know things I don't know, and I know things you don't know. But this, if you would know from a professional standpoint, anybody that's in the medical field that knows what these numbers mean, for 30 days to have that number drop that much, and he's perfectly fine now, is a very big deal. So I have to tell people that if you don't do anything else, this is something that you really probably need to take with the body and you need to clean this up.
Yes. Yes, there are things that can be done, and we don't have to. You know, I think that earlier in my life, and I don't think this way anymore, but I think a lot of people think this way if they haven't changed their minds. It's like you go through life, and you just don't do anything about your health until you have symptoms, or you can't get out of bed, or whatever. And then you go to the doctor, and then it's already too late sometimes, or more difficult. But if you can get these blood tests, if you know what you're looking for, if you can catch it early, it's a lot easier to turn things around. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. Her website is botanicresource.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld, registered pharmacist. Pamela, why don't you give your phone number again for people who might want to call you to ask about their kidney problems?
Yes. My number here at my pharmacy is 727-442-4955. That's 727-442-4955. And I would be grateful to help you with your kidney problem or any other issue you might have. And I have to emphasize that it's really not about, you know, selling things. And she knows that, you know, Deborah knows that I do a lot of other things outside of this. And this is just more of something that of my passion that I really know I can do very well. And if you have if your serum creatinine is even mildly elevated, I really encourage you to try and get that number down and prevent some of the problems that are associated with kidney disease, which can be very debilitating.
Yes, and I know Pamela. She and I are friends, and so I know that she's not doing this to make money. She doesn't need to do this to make money. She's doing it because she's doing it as a public service, and that she's bringing her knowledge as a pharmacist. And, you know, Pamela, I was just thinking so much as we've been talking that we should do the next show on Pharmacology 101 because...
Good idea!
Yeah, because I think that people don't understand about what a pharmacist knows and can do and how you have a different perspective. And so let's do that for the next show.
I think that's an excellent idea. I think all these little tidbits of things that I can reveal of how things work in the body, where they go.
Right. You know these things. You have a different perspective than anyone else I've ever talked to about how these substances go in the body, how they work. You were talking about dosing earlier. Nobody knows anything about dosing, but you know, as a pharmacist, that things have to be dosed correctly.
It's important to know because once you know the dynamics of the vitamins or the things you're taking, you can use that to your advantage to see that things, you know, are more effective. If you're going to pay money for something and you're going to take it, take your time and take it, count it out, take it, you really do want them to work well, and you want to take it so that they work properly, and perhaps some things need to be with food, some things don't. Some things you can concentrate more in a particular area of the body by doing certain select things, and it is very important to realize that you have control over some of these.
Okay, so we're going to do this for the next show. Now, 2 weeks from now, we're doing a replay because it's my birthday and I'm going on vacation.
Happy birthday!
So it'll be 4 weeks from today.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and I'll tell you, it's going to be my 60th birthday. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my Lord. That's wonderful. I think it's great. You definitely don't look it. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Listeners, she sees me all the time, so she knows what I look like.
Yeah. She looks great. Yeah, that, you don't look 60 at all. No, you look great.
No. I know somebody the other day, you know, people sometimes they ask me how old I am, and I always say, how old do you think I am?
Yeah.
And the other day, a man said to me that he thought I was 47.
I believe it. Maybe even younger. No, you have great skin, and you look very healthy. So, you know, no.
You
don't have a wrinkle on your face.
Thank you. All right, so tell us, let's keep talking about kidneys. Go ahead.
Yes, so what I would like to emphasize and some of the things we were talking about is if you have any of these risk symptoms, if you're dehydrated a lot because you work outside and you're not drinking enough water, if you have diabetes or prediabetes and you're fasting blood sugars in the 90 or 100 range but they haven't diagnosed you as a diabetic yet, if you have borderline hypertension that you're either treating or not treating, that's something that really needs to be addressed as well. And I was talking about the cystitis. People know when they have cystitis or some kind of inflammation in the bladder. That's very important to treat that. And I was talking about some simple things to use for those particular things. When we look at chronic kidney disease and we think about what's happening, the fact that 9 out of 10 people don't even really know that they have kidney disease yet because the doctors haven't mentioned it to them. And I told you the reason why is because by default, they don't really have anything for it. So they kind of wait till things get bad. It's really, this is one thing. There's a lot of things in medicine. And when you go to your physician that he's really kind of in control of the situation and monitoring these things and trying to make good decisions for you. But when it comes to your kidney, I have to really emphasize that you're pretty much on your own, okay? Because you're going to have to know what these numbers are. And you're going to, if it's starting to elevate at all over the course of a year or two, it's time to take action and not wait. Because these people, the 9 out of 10 people that don't realize they have pre-kidney failure, it's pretty bad once they finally are kind of, the revelation comes to light that they have this. And this might be something that, unfortunately, is not being shared with you.
Okay, so I want to say, I know some people don't even have doctors. And so if you don't have a doctor and you're not going to a doctor on a regular basis and you don't have a medical professional who can diagnose and run blood tests, I mean, you can, especially I know people who go to like chiropractors or massage therapists or herbalists, yes, or what, none of those people can order blood tests. But here's what you can do is that there are places now, just go online and type in, oh, blood test. I was just looking this
That's
up the other
point.
Day. Because there are places where you can just walk in and you can get a blood test without a doctor's order. They have a doctor on staff. You can walk in and say, I want a creatinine test, and it'll be $45 or something. I don't know. I haven't looked it up to know. But you can order these tests individually. You can order a panel. All these things that a doctor will order for you, you can order yourself now. And then you can see what your fasting blood sugar is, and you can see your creatinine, and whatever else you want to know about your body, you can look on the blood tests.
That's exactly right. And this is really great information for your listeners because it's true. A lot of people are using alternative practitioners to MDs and DOs, and as a result, they're just not given access to this information. It's really important. If you have not done this, I really think having a baseline number is very, very important because once you know where your baseline is, you have a reference. And if the person's serum creatinine, as I had stated earlier, is anything over 1.0, that's when I start to think, okay, you know, it's starting to come there. It's starting to get a little bit worse. Anything over like 1.5, then you're starting to get closer to 2. I've seen people that they really hadn't been to the doctor in a while. Their serum creatinine was closer to 2, and they really had to try and get their mind around that they were starting to have, you know, kidney failure and it was getting worse. So you really, and the treatments that they're offering are none. I mean, the doctor doesn't have anything for it. So
yeah,
really using the detox too, and body anew. And I would do, what I typically do is I tell people to do a month's course and then get the number repeated and see where it's at. And it's going to be down, and hopefully it's going to be close to normal. And then there can be a decision-making time. You know, do I need to continue this? Do I need to continue it for a few days a week? This is, and I must emphasize, too, that I have used this on dogs. Okay? So animals will respond to the homeopathy as well. And I've had two dogs that had some pre-kidney failure, and the drops reversed that. So, and actually, one of them was my dog that I've treated before in the past, that she had some mild elevation of her serum creatinine, and I got it back down. So it's important to realize that even your pets might be at risk for these kind of things as well. And this is something that can be easily treated with some simple drops you put in the water. I really would think that if we have nothing else to summarize for the talk today, that you need to know what your baseline number is of your fasting blood sugar. You need to know what your serum creatinine is, and you need to know your blood pressure. And the blood pressure that you can even take this just at a drugstore. They have these little machines someplace. But knowing where your blood pressure is, if your blood pressure is high, this is something that you have to treat.
Yes. And it's just, it all comes down to awareness of what's going on with our bodies. And, you know, it's like, it's not about focusing on illness. It's just focusing on monitoring what's going on with your body, that you want to know, is something normal or is something caused for needing to do something about it. And the earlier you can catch these things, that if you just know to look at blood sugar, at blood pressure, at creatinine, and you know, whatever those basic things are, and look at them on a regular basis, especially if you're going to an alternative practitioner who's not a medical doctor, who you're not going to a yearly checkup, where they would check these things, then you need to check these things.
Well, this is really important, and I'm assuming there's probably a portion of the people listening that really never have given second thought to this, and that's okay.
So.
This is to reveal what's really going on, that those numbers belong to you, and those numbers are indicative of something going on in your body that you can't feel.
Right.
You don't feel any different. That's the problem. You can't tell. You can't look and say, I feel like I'm having some pre-kidney failure. There are no signs and symptoms. All of a sudden, they're going to come to you with this number, send you to the kidney doctor, and that's about it. And,
yeah.
And really, I think those are terrible odds.
I agree. It's just like this, all of a sudden, we're going to go to the kidney doctor. And no, I'd rather know a little beforehand so that we can do something about it. And that's basically what we're talking about today. And especially since our kidneys are just being bombarded with toxic chemicals all the time. It's like poor little kidneys. We need to take care of them. We need to be aware of what's going on with them. So, Pamela, thank you so much for...
Thank you. I really enjoyed talking. And if anyone has any questions, please give me a call. I really would love to help you.
Yes, she's really good. The doctors around her love her. The patients around her love her, and she does really good work. She has many things to choose from, and she knows how to tell you what doses to take and how they affect your body. So I want to tell you more about Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and you can listen to all the past shows. There's more than 200 of them. I also have transcripts for many of the shows. You can go listen to past shows that Pamela has done. But I have a wide variety of people talking about different issues about living in a toxic free way. So thanks for listening. I'm Deborah Lindad. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Be well.